It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
We got the big wine sale to talk about.
This is the biggest wine sale of the year, but not only that, this could be the biggest wine sale of the decade. Because once every
leap
4
year.
Years, leap year, you get the extra day this February, so it's huge.
All right, so explain the premise here. It's starting on the 20th.
It starts on the 20th, which is Saturday. Mm-hmm. The day of the month is your discount. So every bottle of wine in the store starting on February 20th is 20% off. On the 22nd, it'll be 22% off, 24% off, all the way up to February 29th. Every bottle of wine in a store will be 29% off. It's pretty amazing.
And if you're a wine club member, you tack on an extra 5%.
5% extra, too. Yeah, we are crazy. It is too deep. Our bankers hate it, but it's like just, well, once a year, it's February. We've
That's
had all
right.
these great days. Let's have a little fun. Give people a chance to buy some of their favorite wines, number one. Number two, come in and try something different, because you're never going to find wines at a lower price than this month. So 20th to the 29th, huge wine sale.
Some people stock up for the whole year.
They do. We've got customers who come in. But that's the thing. We don't allow special orders. You have to buy what's in stock, things like that. That's the only restrictions. Whatever we have on the shelf, take it with the big, huge, up to 34% discount this year.
Ooh. All right. You brought in some wine here. You got a little assortment of some wines that maybe some of you have not tried.
Exactly. I brought in some new and some classic. And one thing I wanted to talk about was Merlot. Merlot is always one of the most popular wines in the world. And really, some of the greatest wines in the world are made with a lot of Merlot, whether it's Chateau Lafite, Rothschild, things like that, all have Merlot in it. But a few years ago, Merlot kind of got a bad rap in California because it got so popular, they just started churning out just not good Merlot. They just crushed grapes, made the wine as fast as they could, and just really tried to make money. So Merlot got a little bit overgrown, overproduced, and like anything else, the fad died, and you were left with a lot of bad wine.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back around because Merlot, because of that, now the Merlot production has come down, but the quality has really increased. And Merlot is a beautiful red wine. If you like Cabernet Sauvignon, if you like Malbecs, if you like blended wines, you're going to love Merlot because they're usually silky smooth, softer tannins, rich, voluptuous flavor without the heavy kind of bitterness to it.
All right. So check out your favorite Merlots, like the Velvet Devil.
I brought in Velvet Devil from Washington. I love it. Just a cool label. Really nice winemaker. His name is Charles Smith. He won Winemaker of the Year in 2012 in Washington. This Velvet Devil, really cool. It's got the little pitchfork on the label. And when it is the velvet, it really is silky smooth, like a lot of those wines from Washington.
If you've got maybe a hankering for something white that isn't very sweet, try a Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, again, the number one selling white grape varietal. I love Chardonnay because it goes with anything. You can sit around drinking it. It goes very well with your fish and your chickens and things like that, pork chops. And it has a little bit of the oakiness, a little bit of the butter to it, softer flavors, I mean. And that's why Chardonnay is so popular. Not sweet, but not overly dry either. And that's why Chardonnay is the number one white grape in the world.
All right. You have a French, it looks like.
Yeah.
Mazet's.
Mazet Côte de Rhône I brought in there. Okay. So Mazet on this one. This is like $10 a bottle.
The French always gets me nervous because they don't have like Cabernet necessarily or Merlot or Pinot Noir. They've got their French names because it's from the region,
from
the
region.
Area that it's
You're
known.
Absolutely right. That's one of their biggest weaknesses of the French wines, because they make great wine. They've been making wine in France for thousands of years, and that's the problem with it. Their marketing is not as good. But like this is a Côte de Rhône, which is a unique area in France. I love the wine and the grapes that they use in it. It's mostly Grenache and Syrah, always in Côte de Rhône, almost by law. So Grenache and Syrah are two red wines, softer, easier drinking, not a lot of tannin. To me, the Côte de Rhône is an awesome one with like grilled vegetables, hard cheeses, things like that. And it's so good, smooth and easy drinking. And I love Côte de Rhône, good value, about $10 to $17. You can always find them for earth, rich red flavors. So try a Côte de Rhône if you want something different, something kind of fun.
Or a Malbec from South America.
So we go from the old world, France, into the new world, South America, where the wine industry is still exploding, still great values. Now this I brought in is Tilia Malbec. Malbec is a grape originally in France. It was originally used in all kinds of Bordeaux blends and things like that. Talia Melbeck, they've discovered that the Melbeck grape in Argentina really works well. The soil, the climate, everything goes good to have this rich red wine, Melbeck, that is an awesome wine with steaks, roasts, burgers, things like that. And for $10-$12, you can have an outstanding value wine.
All right. Very good. Try a Malbec. And there's also the Moscato d'Asti for those that like it a little sweeter.
We love Moscato because Moscato is a wine that everyone likes the first time they drink wine. Sweet, peachy flavors to it. Sometimes even a little touch of sparkly to it. I love Moscato because it's light, easy to drink, low alcohol, just a lot of fun. And it is, for younger people, it is the number one selling grape out there.
All right, so the wine sale starts on the 20th. That's this Saturday, and it goes through the 29th. The day of the date is the percentage off.
Every day gets a little better.
Right,
so,
yeah. But it's for those bottled wines that are on sale or that are on the shelf.
Virtually every bottle the store is on sale. Right. So if you come in, you see a bottle of wine, you're going to get it if you come in on Saturday the 20th, you're going to get 20% off. And this is the perfect time of year to join the wine club. You've probably heard about the Apollo Wine Club.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of year where it really kicks in because you get an additional 5% off on top of that. So you can come in on the 20th, you're going to get 25% off, whether you want one bottle, whether you want a case. Whatever you need, you get it. Up to the following Monday, the 29th, once every 4 years, we get the leap year, the deal is even deeper. Yeah. 29% off or up to 34 if you join the wine club.
And that's $25 a year to join the wine club.
And you get all kinds of
discounts all year long.
Absolutely right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Ari, thank you. And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.